Welcome to another episode of Min Monkey. On this episode, we talk about Robin Hood, directed by Otto Bathurst.
This is another version of Robin Hood after the most recent one that we had, I think, was the Ridley Scott one, the big budget one, and obviously numerous retellings going all the way back to like the 60s, 70s.
Some people would say we don't need another.
Yeah, but it's a popular story, and like you obviously get like reboots or reimaginings of it, and this one is very much based on the mould of it's attempting to be a modern, fun retelling of the story, I would say. Yeah. And it includes a lot of elements where it's trying to tie the story, or it's very much aimed at a modern audience. It doesn't go for historical accuracy, for example, and it's sort of over-the-top action take on it.
Yeah.
Rather than there's no real sort of political machinations. It's very much focused on the action.
No, I think they're trying to go a bit, you know, revolutionary.
Yeah, they did, but it's not delving into the sort of, like, if we compare it to the Ridley Scott one, that was very much about, like, who was the king and the queen and how the tax system was working. This is, like, a very broad brushstrokes. Sheriff of Nottingham is very bad, and Robin Hood is the hero who has to try and, like, steal the money from him to give to the poorer people.
So it's quite a well-known cast, you would say. It's got Taron Egerton, Robin Hood. It's got Ben Mendelsohn playing, obviously, Sheriff of Nottingham.
Yeah.
Ben Mendelsohn exclusively plays bad guys. And he is evil in this.
He was good. He was one of the best parts.
Well, he's not as bad as yes. He was a good bad guy. He was very good at being the bad guy. And he really was hamming it up, you know.
Yeah.
Ben Mendelsohn was really enjoying himself.
Sort of like Alan Rickman in Prince of Thieves.
Similar
style to that.
Ben Mendelsohn was the highlight of this for me.
Yeah, and we also had Jamie Foxx in there playing Robin's friend, John, who they call John throughout the movie. Tim Minchin as Friar Tuck, Eve Hewson, Marion, and Jamie Dornan as Will Scarlet. One of the weird things I thought about this film was at the beginning it sort of introduced itself as forget what you know about Robin Hood, but then most of the movie very much followed the exact same story as all the other Robin Hood films. It wasn't really a different story. I felt that's what I found weird.
They definitely tried to adapt it. I mean, at one point it looks like he's in the Iraq War at the start.
Yeah.
You know, and they've got the costumes are crazy, the scenery's I know what you're saying, but I think that was their thing. They were trying to put a different feel and different twist it.
In terms of the design of it, I would definitely say they updated it. But I mean, in terms of the actual plot, there were most of the elements were things that you'd seen before. There was nothing like really out there.
Well, regardless of that, it was just a pretty bad movie. It wasn't very coherent, and it was just lots of action. And it seems like the person that did it, you know, watched a lot of Assassin's Creed and 300 and thought, you know what, I'll just go and do that for a couple of hours or however long it was.
I kind of like the opening sequence, like you say, when they're finding their way through what's meant to be the Middle East. It's meant to be the Crusades in this film, but it's obviously referencing Iraq because the people are dressed in what appear to be modern day bulletproof vests.
Yeah.
And a guy has a bow and arrow, which is sort of firing like a rapid fire machine gun.
They had like an RPG bow and arrow thing as well.
Yeah.
Like a big rocket launcher type thing as well.
Oh yeah, I forgot that.
Which is crazy looking back.
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy this movie, but I respect it because it was trying to be different. That's all I'll say about it. I respect it because, you know, they're like, just dress Ben Mendelsohn up to look as evil as possible. And, you know, the costumes were crazy and it was trying to be different. It wasn't very good, but I respect it for trying to be different. And that's me being really, really kind because I really didn't enjoy it.
I think that's the thing. I didn't really hate it when I was watching it, but it was not a high quality movie. But it wasn't, like, offensive or anything. It wasn't like there was anything in it where I was like, that's so bad that I'm actually hating this. It was just like, oh, this is kind of poor, I felt.
Yeah, and there wasn't really a lot of stuff. It was
like
just
kind of like,
action scene, action scene, action scene. And you didn't really care what was going on.
Yeah, you didn't really get any sort of investment in the characters or why the characters were doing what they were doing, other than, like, say, the very sort of basic plot outline. And yeah, the plot of it and the pacing was sort of just all over the place. It wasn't really giving you much. It didn't seem to hang together. It wasn't edited together well.
Yeah, it was just like montage and then action scene. But then it's like so much action, but like what's the point in it if you don't set it up and care what's going on? And if you even set up a sequel, I don't want that sequel.
So yeah, that was our review of Robin Hood. It might be worth watching if you're a big Robin Hood fan. It was definitely a step up from the King Arthur movie that they did recently. I would say they both attempted a similar thing to like a modernized version of an old myth.
You think Robin Hood was better than King Arthur?
Yeah, this was definitely better than King Arthur.
I've not seen King Arthur, so I can't be like shocked or agree with you.
King Arthur was sort of like offensively bad. That was like you're actually like were dozing off at parts of the movie. It was so all over the place. This sort of, it was just about competent enough to get you over. Like, you could kind of see that they obviously had some knowledge of how to put a film together. It just wasn't showing any real creativity or mastery of the form. But it was sort of like pretty, yeah, we just about know how to put this thing together. So yeah, that was our review of Robin Hood. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll be back with more reviews very soon.